From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Iraq, U.S. forces have expelled Sunni insurgents from the town of Muqtadiyah, northeast of Baghdad. Now the Americans want to hand it over to Iraqi security forces, but they're not having an easy time working that out. Here's NPR's Jamie Terabay's report about her trip through Muqtadiyah with U.S. troops.
Muqtadiyah District Headquarters compound. The Muqtadiyah local police station is in that building right there.
Part of the problem in Muqtadiyah can be seen at the district headquarters in the center of the city. It's a vast walled compound surrounded by checkpoints and roadblocks. Almost all of the local police stations are inside the compound. U.S. Lieutenant Chris Nogle from the 293rd Military Police Company says the Iraqi police seem more worried about appearances than the fact that being grouped together like this makes them a huge target for insurgents.
One guy wants a bigger, better office. They change their mind about where they are. They want to change. So it's their decision. I don't know if it comes from the actual district commander or from the city council, but we want to separate all these stations to get them out into where they actually belong so they can do their job.
3 months ago, a suicide bomber dressed in an Iraqi police uniform walked into the compound and blew himself up in a line of policemen waiting to get paid. Nogle says at least 13 were killed. The MPs have been working to train the Iraqi police to take over more duties, including patrolling Muqtadiyah and its surrounding villages. But the process is slow. Inside the headquarters, Nogle tells the supervising Iraqi officer he needs 35 policemen to attend a two-week training course at a nearby police academy. The response is less than enthusiastic.
You said 35 is too many?
Yeah.
How many can you give me?
He said, you know the situation here, we don't have anyone to save them over there.
Well, there were a bunch of IPs, the whole SWAT team was standing out on the road.
The conversation goes back and forth as Nogle writes in his military-issue green notebook. The supervising officer says the local police are short-staffed. The district headquarters should have 1,300 police, but of the 300 who turn up to collect their pay, only half actually report for duty. The supervisor says the Iraqi army refuses to go on joint patrols with the police. He won't say why. He also complains the provincial council hasn't provided any funding for fuel in months. Nogle tries to steer the conversation back to the police training project.
Is he going to be able to get any IPs out to the South Gate on Saturday for the training?
He said, I'll prepare for you about 25.
25?
Yeah.
Okay. My commander said he wants 35. That he told me that I have to get 35. But if you can promise me that you can get 25... I can take getting yelled at for 25.
Nogle says the rivalry here between the Iraqi army and the police is based on the sectarian makeup of each force. In Baghdad, the police are largely Shiite and the army mostly Sunni. But here in Diyala province, it's the reverse. The mostly Sunni police and the mostly Shiite army blame each other for sectarian violence in the province. Later that morning, U.S. forces escorted Muqtadiyah's mayor, Najim Harbi, to the village of Shakrat, which U.S. forces cleared of insurgents last month. Harbi wants the American troops to move on to other villages in the district. He says the Iraqi security forces and the Iraqi government have done nothing.
If it wasn't for the U.S. troops, I'd have gotten nothing. The government hasn't given me a thing. And if the coalition forces don't watch them and supervise them, the Iraqi security forces won't do a thing either.
The mayor says because the Shiite-dominated army unit isn't from Muqtadiyah, it's not interested in making the city safe. But driving back to the base, Lieutenant Nogle says there are also plenty of drawbacks with the largely Sunni police force, the IPs.
It's like they're from here, so they care about security, but they all have their own personal interests, their own personal agenda.
How many IPs have you arrested for killing and stuff like that?
I don't know all the numbers off the top of my head, but it's pretty common whenever we come upon any incident, any crime or anything like that, to find somebody who has an IP badge. So it's real hard to trust them on anything. One day they're in the station, they're your friend, and they want to go on a joint patrol with you, and the next day they're the one who you're going on a patrol to go kill or to go capture. Or they're the one setting the IED, you know?
Last Saturday, 22 Iraqi policemen turned up for the U.S.-led training course. Two of them later dropped out. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, in Diyala Province, Iraq.